Chapter 12, Regulatory Agencies Controlling Hospitality Purchases. As we all know that in today's industry, every product which comes in to the guest has to be checked properly in terms of quality, so that any person consuming these products doesn't fall sick or land up in a hospital or lead to food poisoning. So every country has their own regulatory agencies to control these particular aspects. Today we're going to study in each of the slides what are different regulatory authorities, what are different clauses which come by the government, such as Food Safety Authority of India, or to check the agricultural products. We'll go to each and every slide to understand this. Objective: the various acts of the hospitality industry, the role of national agencies for implementation of food laws and standards, the activity of these agencies in strengthening the national food regulations. So these are the different agencies which is being formed, which strengthens the government, which strengthens us as an individual, as a customers, so that whatever we buy from the open market or we buy from the retail store is of the good quality and we may not lead to any kind of hazardous for us. The need and importance of food labeling, to know the nutrition and the important details. When we consume any product, whether it's a chocolate or whether it's a tin product, all we should be aware to what are the particular items available, what are its nutritional values, how is it going to affect us, right, in terms of cholesterol, in terms of fat percentage, etc., etc. These all have been recorded over there. Other laws and standards related to food. The purchase of perishables, non-perishable and kitchen equipment governed by several regulatory authorities. So as we can see over here, these all equipment which is being given. It's very important that what are these different equipments. Are these equipment good enough? Are they in a position to make the food to the right heating level as required by us? What are different temperature gauges available? For example, we said if there is a vertical freezer or there is a cooler, it should carry a temperature of around minus 2 degrees centigrade, minus 10 degrees centigrade. If the freezer where we keep probably a food items, it could be a 0 to 7 degrees centigrade. So this is very important that every equipment of which is storing for perishable and non-perishable is as per our standards. All hospitality purchase managers should be aware of the laws and acts governing the food industry. Whenever a purchase person enters into a contract with a vendor, he should be well aware what are the different acts which is available. Are the persons who is giving, especially like chicken, are the vendors giving an halal certificate for this? Are the products which is being delivered, for example, if it's milk, what is the SNF percentage in that? What is the fat percentage in that? For example, if it's paneer, is paneer made from pure milk or is made from SNP, which is a milk powder? So this is very important too for the every purchase person to understand the products where it's coming from. The agency is also instrumental in controlling food quality, food sanitization, and to understand the overall marketing, food marketing. So these are different laws which comes into picture to understand. It's basically for the safety of every single consumer, every single individual, which the government sees they consume the right quality of products. Food Safety and Standard Authority of India, which is also called as FASAI. FASAI is a statutory body established under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, Government of India. The Food Safety Authority of India acts as a bucket for all order laws, rules, regulations for food safety, and has taken the following seven acts under one umbrella. The Food Safety Authority of India is a kind of a guidelines. It's a process to check what product is being manufactured by different manufacturers, producers. Are they following? These products are consumable? Every product which is being delivered carries all the nutritional values. For where the product is coming, how it's being manufactured. So the Food Safety Authority of India is a regulatory body which is formed by the government to ensure and understand that every single product, whether it is imported, which is manufactured in India, is gone through the process of getting an approval from the FASAI. The FASAI controls everything. If you see from this, right from the edible oil, the packaging is ensured that it is packaged as per the requirement of the Food Safety Authority of India. The vegetable oil product control order is 1947, the fruit order 1955, the milk and milk product order. As with milk, is milk product is a direct consumable item, so you have to be very cautious, very careful that these items are not adulterated with anything. Any other order issued by the Essential Commodities Act 1955 leading to food, the solvent extraction oil, de-oil metal, edible oil, edible flour, the prevention of food adulteration of India, the meat products, food products, or 1973. So, Food Safety Authority of India tries to control every single area, whether it is a meat product, whether it's a canned product, whether it's the fresh fruit and vegetable which is being done, whether it's the meat, whether it's the sweets which is being taken from the open market. So, every single area, the Food Safety Authority of India has to take a control of this. All these organizations, which were supply food or which were manufactured this product, has to pass to this Food Safety Authority of India, and after they get an approval, then only they can supply these products. Acts under FSSAI or Acts under Food Safety Authority of India, Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954. This act provides the protection from adulteration, contamination of food that may lead to the health risk of consumers. So, as we said, the consumers are very important, and this rule or the Food Safety Authority of India has come into action to ensure, understand that whatever items we are consuming by the consumer is of the supreme quality and it's not going to be a health risk. The act deals with the frauds also that can be perpetrated by the dealers by supplying cheaper or adulterated foods. There are many cases which we have seen that the fresh sweets which is being made is being not being made from the fresh milk. People use different kind of processes. Some are using oil to manufacture these products. So, the Food Safety Authority of India ensures that such things are cut down, such things are controlled. What is food fraud? Food fraud could be a dilution. Dilution could be that when you purchase a milk from the local vendor, instead of having a 3% fat in this, they must have added water in that. Again, the water which is added could be a contaminated water. Substitution. Substitution means the people may substitute the product. They may not use the right kind of, if for example, if it's a tuwar dal or masoor dal or moong dal which is being used, they may mix some kind of materials in that. Could be sand or something to ensure, understand that the weight increases. Contamination of the food. Grey market and theft diversion. Grey market, it means people take product from the water. For example, if there is a canned food or there's be a water, people may just duplicate that. The original water is being taken it off, they may refill it with a duplicate water or a regular water and they reseal it. This kind of grey market which happens. Mal-labeling or unimproved enhancements, counterfeiting. These are different processes which each of these food people who manufacture or the vendors try to play, and they try to make money from this product. So the Food Safety Authority of India ensures that all such kind of dilution, substitution, contamination, grey market is being controlled. Fruit orders 1955. The objective to manufacture fruit and vegetable products, maintaining sanitary and hygiene conditions in the premises and quality standards laid down in the order. So the Fruit Protects Products Order 1955. In this case, all the fruits, for example, if you see, we have those fresh crushes or the fresh juice or the strawberries which is taken from different kind of cities, parts of cities, are being repacked or put into a tin format. But are we aware what are these being packed? Is it as per the standards? Is anybody checking the quality of food? Or are these fruits or vegetables which is of a bad nature, which is repacked so that nobody can check? So it's very important that the Food Products Order 1955 has made on certain clauses that the person will visit the farm where the product comes in. After the product is received from the farm, it's being properly washed, cleaned, and only the good quality is being repacked. The sauces which is being made, from which chili the sauces is being made, are these good quality ones, the tomato puree, the tomato paste? Because these are the items when the consumer may consume immediately, has and when received at the residence. We don't wash this product. For example, if it's a tomato paste or it's a ketchup which comes in a house, we just open the bottle and we use the ketchup. So it's very important that the Food Product Order 1955 ensures that all the products, whatever is received, which from the vendor, is of a good quality and has per the Food Products Order. Meat Food Products 1973, the MFPO provides for sanitary and other requirements, limit of heavy metals, preservatives, insecticides, residue, etc. for meat and food products. So whenever any kind of chicken or lamb which is being cut in and brought to the different areas where it has to undergo a butchery process. But before that, the product which comes in from the halal center or from the butcher needs to be checked. Needs to be checked for what? Needs to be checked for the quality. The quality is as per the Meat Product Order 1973. Every single item, they do a testing of this to ensure and understand, is there any insecticides which is present, or the limits of heavy metal. They do a laboratory test to check, ensure that all these products doesn't carry any kind of heavy metals, preservatives are not available, residues are not available in that. The orders related to food are mentioned over here. The milk and milk products 1992. This basically to ensure and understand that the product, the milk which has been delivered, is of the good quality. It carries the right amount of SNF or fat on this. Fruit product order which we discussed, the material which is a repack or done a labeling of this is as per the standards. Meat food product order 1973. The vegetable oil, the oil which is being processed from either could be sunflower or it could be from soya bean, are these of the good quality? Is it following the right practices when the oil is being extracted from those products? Edible oil packaging regulatory order 1998. So whenever the oil is being repacked, is it being repacked in the right container? Or the pouch which is being repacked, is it as per the requirement of the Food Safety Authority of India? Important Indian Food Regulatory Regime, Bureau of Indian Standards, which is also called as BIS. The Bureau of Indian Standards ensures that whatever product is being manufactured, is being produced in India, has to follow a process of a Bureau of Indian Standards. These standards are laid down to ensure that these products are good for the customers, is not going to be a health risk for them. So every single product has to follow a right rigorous process after manufacturing, but before manufacturing they have to ensure that these standards are being checked. There is a regulatory body or there is an audited team which goes down to each of the factories. After going to each of the factories, they check the products and verify it and approve it. After this is approved by the Bureau of Indian Standards, then only they can repack it and give it to the consumers. Food safety management systems certification schemes. The Food Safety System Certification 22000 offers a complete certification scheme for the auditing and certification of food safety management system. It also offers certification for combined SFMS, Quality Maintenance Management System. So, once a particular premises is being manufactured a product, now they require certification for Food Safety System 22000. How do they get a certificate? This certificate enables them to say that they are following a particular standard laid down by the government. So there is a set of auditor team. A set of auditor team has their own logbooks. They have their own ways of checking the products. So they visit these facilities. They visit these premises. They check every single aspect, whether the particular organization or the manufacturing industry is manufacturing these products as per the regulatory bodies. Once they ascertain that, yes, this particular premises is following the process. Right from the receiving of materials to checking the quality of materials to a specification of materials to the repacking of materials, the industry or the probably the heavy equipment which is there, which is not hazardous, it will as per the BIS standards, then only they give a certification for them for the food safety system. These certificates play a very important role because it ensures for a guest to say that they are confident that what item they are consuming from that particular factory or particular industry is of a good quality and of a good nature. Hazard analysis and critical control point, which is also called as HACCP. The HACCP is a management system in which food safety system is addressed to the analysis and control of biological, chemical and physical hazards from raw material production, procurement and handling to manufacturing, distribution and consumption of the finished products. The HACCP gives you a certificate. What kind of certificate does HACCP give you? HACCP ensures that whatever product is being manufactured or being produced, it doesn't have any kind of chemical or biological content in that. There is no physical hazards because there are certain items which is not visible for the naked eyes. For example, when you buy a tomato ketchup or you buy a tomato puree or tomato paste, it's not easily available for us to see what contents are available in that. So it has to go through a process where these items are being checked in each of the different laboratories where they carry any kind of biological chemicals or physical hazards in this. Once they get a certification from that, then only these products are being supplied to a right process. So getting a HACCP certificate is also very equally important and it's a kind of a prestigious thing for the particular industry. EGMARK, Agricultural Produce Grading and Marketing. EGMARK or Agriculture Mark is a certification mark to ensure the quality of agricultural products in India. This is a very old industry which you can check. Whenever we check any product, it's got the government seal saying that Government of India, it's an EGMARK. The main objective is to provide consumers with quality and unadulterated foods. The grading can be both for domestic and export purposes. So even in the case if the people want to export any product out of India, they have to ensure, they have to understand this EGMARK is available. EGMARK is a process where they see that every single product which is an agriculture nature is being grown properly. There is not too much of chemicals or pesticide being used to grow the materials or to to damage the materials, and this after being cleaned, washed and repacked is good for the consumers. So EGMARK is very important terms in case of agricultural products, which is being done at the different levels, at the industry level. Food product order. The FPO mark is certification mark mandatory on all processed food products sold in India, such as packaged food beverages, fruit jams, squashes, pickles, dehydrated fruit produce and fruit extract. The FPO ensures that each of the item when it is being manufactured, let's understand we talk about the juice, a fresh juice, a pineapple or watermelon which has been taken from the market. After these products have been taken, they have to be cut, sliced and it has to go process of properly cleaning and making a juice of that. After making a juice of that, it has to be repacked in a proper Tetra Pak. So the entire process right from the farm where the product is being taken or being cut and to the delivery point at the industry, this has to follow a right process. So it's very important for to understand that the FPO process or the food product order which is being formed into regulation ensure that all the products which is being packed, which is being tinned, okay, is being as per the quality standards. It's not going to be any hazardous for the consumers which is being done. It is in good hygienic or food safety process. We also must be seeing that we purchase a lot of tomatoes. Nowadays we have onion flakes which is coming in, or dry onions. So the every single product which is being done or which is consumed directly, these items, for example, if it's juices, fruit crushes, or it is a tinned mangoes, these items we don't wash it. So the FPO makes very important check to ensure that these products are as per the requirements and it's good for the people, and the process or the manufacturing plant where these products are being manufactured is as per the hygienic condition. A proper check is being done at these particular premises. They have a logbook where they say what items are received, what time they receive, when it is being packed, when it is being cut and how it is being repacked into different tins with less of manual intervention and more of towards the machines. Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954. Amended. This law was amended in 1964, 1976 and 1986. The act provides the protection from adulteration, contamination of food that may lead to the health of risk of consumers. The act deals with the frauds also that can be perpetrated by the dealers by supplying cheaper or adulterated foods. The Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954 is strengthening us so that it may happen if time that you have purchased a particular product, but after consuming the products, or maybe the labeling is not proper, or it's an expired product, or the quality of the product which is being packed is of an inferior quality. In such cases, this act will support you. This act will enhance you to go and fight for the cases for the right. But this is Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954 was brought into picture to ensure that this law will support the consumers to get the right quality of product. We also must have seen like in case of turmeric and all, sometimes we may have the process that you may buy a turmeric powder, but is a turmeric powder made from real turmeric, or is some colors added to this? This is what happens in the open market. So in order to ensure, understand that this product what we consume, whether it is coriander powder, whole turmeric, chili powder, it doesn't carry any kind of adulterated food in this. Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954. This showed different kind of adulteration which may happen. Bread, substandard yeast. If there is a substandard yeast which is used to make breads, it may lead to diarrhea, it may lead to vomiting, it may lead to allergy. So it's very important that the Food Safety Authority of India or the Prevention of Food Adulteration Act comes into picture to fight for us, to support us from these vendors who try to cheat us by giving substandard quality of product. Fish formalin, if fish formalin is being used, it may lead to cancer risk or bronchitis. So every product which is being come, you can do a lab testing, ensure that this product doesn't carry formalin, doesn't carry any kind of substandard qualities. Fish formalin, egg called ciprofloxacin, which is with very important that the egg which is being done, which is being cleaned, washed, the quality of the egg, the grammages of the egg is as per our standards. So this is the Prevention of Food Adulteration Act 1954 ensure that each of these acts have been taken to ensure that every product is being tested. They do a random check at times. These people, they have an audit team, they go down to different manufacturing industries, they go to different producing industries, they check every product, they do a lab test to check and ensure that these products are following the right quality, the right standards, and the same product is being packed so that when it gets to guest, it's of the good quality. These are different examples of this. Provision of Weights and Measures Act 1976. As we all know that we purchase products or we go to a small kirana shop or maybe grocery shop and we do purchase something from them. But when they weigh it, we must be aware that each of the item or the weighing scale has to be checked by the Weights and Measures Act. The Standards of Weights and Measures Act 1976 was enacted to establish standards of weight and measures to regulate interstate trade of commerce weights, measures and other goods which are sold or distributed by Weight Measure Act of number, and to provide for matters connected therewith or incidental thereto. So whenever it's important that we, when you go to a shop and we say we want 1 kg of sugar, so when they weigh it, whenever they weigh it, we have to ensure that we get only, we're paying for 1 kg of sugar, so we get 1 kg of sugar. But there are vendors who may do some kind of practices where the scale may look like a 1 kg, but when you check in other places, it may be around 800 grams or 900 grams. So the Weights and Measures Act ensure that this regulatory body comes in and ensure that every single scale which is doing this kind of an activity gets a certification from them. Based on certification only, they can use the scales. The Insecticide Act 1968. This is an act to regulate the import, manufacture, sale, transport, distribution and use of insecticides with a view to prevent risk to human beings or animals and for matters connected therewith. The Insecticide Act 1968 is very important because we don't know what kind of rice are we eating. Are these rice being treated with more insecticides or less insecticide, or insecticide which is as per the regulatory body which is said yes, this is good for consumers. So this act comes into picture to check everything, right from the local vegetables, the local fruits, the grains, the wheat what we buy, everything has to go to a practices. So they do a check of all those to ensure that the product which is being given to the guest or being manufactured or being delivered directly has followed this Insecticide Act 1968. Consumer Protection Act 1986. This seeks to provide for better protection of the interest of consumers and for the purpose to make provision for the establishment of consumer councils and authority for the settlement of consumer disputes and for matter connected herewith. So let's understand that if you purchase a particular can of a product and after trying that product you feel that the quality is of an inferior thing. Now how does a person take this forward? He can approach the Consumer Protection Act. The Consumer Protection Act fights for the consumers. They check what if you have seen any kind of a complaint which is being put in the right manner, and you get support from the government to fight for these people, for the vendors, because it's quite possible for every single individual or customer or consumer cannot approach the law against this. So the Consumer Protection Act 1986 is formed. All those complaints, all those grievances against the product which you have faced, you can lodge into them and fight for them. The Consumer Protection Act is basically meant for consumers to fight against the vendors, against the manufacturing people, against the production units, where if you think the quality which is supplied is of a substandard quality, or as per the law, if anything which you are supposed to get, you are not getting it. Food labeling tells the consumers about the ingredients and nutrition composition of packaged food for safe. Labels may also contain information about the condition under which the food was produced. Now we purchase a particular juice from a small shop. So how do they know what the juice contains? What is the fat level in this? What is the calorie level in this? So to check all those things, there is a label which is being done. This labeling has to pass to the government. The labels has to carry all those methods. If there is a company which wants to manufacture maybe ghee, in this case they'll have to do a lab test of the product to ascertain what is the shelf life of the product, what are different nutritional values in this. All this food labeling has to go to them. Once the authority approves this, then only they can put a label on the bottle or on the can and they can give it to the guest. Food law. These are different food law which is being formed to protect us as a consumers from vendors, from manufacturing units, from production units. Bureau of Indian Standards 1986. So to ensure that whatever the process is being followed is as per the food law. Codex standard, the coding of the material which is being done is as per the Codex law. When you see a barcode has to follow the food law, then only it can be given to the guest for production, manufacturing and for the sale to the direct consumers. Edible oil packaging, is the edible oil packed properly? Is packed in a tin which is not dented, or the right quality of tin, or the small pouch which is being used? The Export Quality and Inspection Act 1963, whatever items are being manufactured in India and if the same item is being exported, is the process of export being followed? Is the proper item nutrition values are mentioned on that? Is it less of insecticides, pesticides? meat products, is it from the halal system? After cutting the products and all, is it been checked for foreign particles in this? The Essential Commodities Act enacted and the AgMark. The AgMark very clearly says that whatever products, agricultural produce are being taken, these all products are being cleaned, washed, packed properly, less of insecticides, less of any foreign particles in this, there is no foreign particles, are tinned and then only to give to goes to the guest for consumption. Thank you.